Doug Steffen's Good Day program morphing into a beautiful Tuesday, the 7th of May. Grammy, excuse me, I don't know where that came from. I just had a little tea. We have local honey now at the farm store, and it is really good, and I'm finding myself just sticking my finger into this 1 gallon tub of honey. And then it sort of sticks a little on its way down. And mostly to deal with the allergies. Never mind, it tastes great. It has to do with dealing with the allergies that are unbelievable this year. I don't know, Richie, if you're feeling it down there, but it is
I'm knocking on wood. I'm safe from the allergies so far in my life. So.
Good. All right. I think we ought to talk about Lauryn Hill and what's going on with her later on in the hour. Right now, though, the update on a rather interesting reality. You know what I find troubling?
What?
When I forget what the story is. So we're going to start the hour.
Well, I'll tell you. It's actually a pretty shocking revelation from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Chris Christie's in the news, yes.
Yeah, he announced yesterday to the New York Post that he secretly underwent lap band stomach surgery to aggressively slim down for the sake of his wife and kids.
Okay, how could he secretly do that when he's the governor and pictures being taken of him every day?
Well, I don't think anybody knew when he did it. So he did it in a secret way, but now he just announced it.
So it's not obvious by looking at him?
Well, he's lost about 40 pounds so far. Oh, that's what people are estimating anyway.
Yeah.
He said that his family urged him to do it after he turned 50 last September, and he made him a promise. He said he wanted to look at his kids and see them in another few years, and so he decided to have the procedure after struggling with his weight, he said, for more than 20 years. And he, when asked if this was anything to do with running for president, he said, absolutely not. He said, there are many more important things than that.
Being vice president.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He had the surgery on February 16th. He registered under a false name.
Where? And who's not going to recognize the guy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Where did he go to have the job done?
It doesn't say where he did it, but it says that he went in under a fake name. And he said he's just cut his portions down because he's full faster. He did the lap band.
Yeah.
And he said, for instance, he said, I went a week ago to a steakhouse, and he said, I ordered a steak and ate about a third of it, and he was full. So good for him, losing 40 pounds already. It's great.
Here's how you can do it and have nobody really notice. The operation only lasts about 40 minutes. Yeah. And you're home that same afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the lap band's pretty easy, I think. It's not as bad as doing, like, gastric bypass, where you stay in the hospital.
So how does it actually work? What happens?
It's like a little band that goes around your stomach, making it smaller.
A rubber band?
Like a rubber band.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it seems that's simplistic, I'm sure. But, yeah, it's like a band that
so tightens it up.
Stomach.
So basically, it shrinks your stomach so that when the food goes in, you're full.
What does it do? What happens to all the fat that's been developed around your gut as a result of the way you eat that stuff?
Well, I'm sure you lose it. I mean, the thing is, the food goes into your stomach, and when you eat too much, your stomach stretches, which makes you hungrier. So this is supposed to cut down on that feeling of hunger. It makes you full faster.
Yeah.
Now, one of the people that they mentioned in this article is Jets coach Rex Ryan. He actually had the same procedure. He was 350 pounds, and he lost 100 pounds. And that was back in 2010.
Here's what I'd be wondering and be concerned about in the interest of health, because, I mean, all the other things aside, your health and well-being is certainly what's most important here. And the shutting down the ability to have so much food in you is one thing, but that fat that's around your midriff is the most devastating when it comes to your heart health. Fat in that area is very debilitating and very dangerous.
But you lose it. I mean, if you're eating less, then your body will burn it.
Not unless you're on a really good exercise routine. If you got as much extra weight there are a lot of people who have, as I just am Googling this now, apparently what happens with this surgery is that some people elect to have the liposuction at the same time. So you get the...
I can't imagine that they would do liposuction on a 300-pound person.
Wow,
yeah.
Because you can't take out that much. I mean, I had a friend who just did it a couple weeks ago, and she had to go on... Well, she had to go on a diet first before they would actually let her do liposuction, because they can only take out a certain amount before your body, like, will die.
But you take out what you can take out.
Okay.
You take. I'm just saying, whatever that whatever the formula is,
but
it seemed to me you get a better chance of being successful if they take out at least as much as they could.
What you're missing here, Doug, is that he will go from consuming X amount of calories a day,
right?
Let's to like
say
800,
4,000 calories a day, down to 800 or whatever it is.
Yeah,
and that will burn that
up
fat,
the fat
very
fast.
Quickly.
Right, yes. Right. Huh. And they say that as you lose, according to this article, it says as he drops pounds, doctors pump more saline solution into the lap band, which restricts his stomach further, forcing him to eat even less.
Okay, so it's kind of like a breast enhancement operation backwards.
If you want to go there, sure.
Well, I mean, not sure, but okay.
Saline solution is making the breast bigger, so if you're using saline solution in a bag basically around your stomach, you're just filling it up to squeeze into making more space, less space available for the stomach and more space available for whatever is this pouch is, whatever space it's taking up around your stomach, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
If you say so.
You say so, boss.
Kenny, we haven't paid much attention to our social media today. What's going on? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. What's happening?
Some comments about the internet sales tax bill that passed the Senate last night.
Yeah, we have to go through the House, though, first.
Right, it heads over to the House today. Mike says it's another case of the government stealing from its citizens. Anyone that thinks the government needs more taxes is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Judy says if they wanted to level the playing field, they could eliminate sales tax for the brick-and-mortar stores. After all, they can just print money.
Yep, she's very right.
Right.
And Benjamin says we need no more taxes for any reason, period.
Yep, I'm with him. Move it around a little bit. Coming up, the most polarizing figure in a it's a Forbes magazine list of the most interesting, most influential athletes of the year, but he's not necessarily the one you might have thought. In case you've seen the list, that's okay. You can't cheat. If you haven't seen the list, don't go to the website. We'll tell you that story in a moment. 14 after the hour. Veterans returning home from the challenges in Afghanistan. You've heard the news this week. 7 more Americans dying needlessly in Afghanistan. Same thing the week before. This is traumatizing the men and women who are still over there because they want to get out. They signed up, but not for this. So they come back, and there are all kinds of problems that they have to deal with. And it's a wonderful thing that we have around organizations like the Purple Heart Service Foundation. With their involvement, strong organizational skills, they're helping lots of veterans once they get back here who would otherwise have slipped through the cracks. And it's just not an acceptable reality. A lot of you have supported the Purple Heart Service Foundation already, and that's cool with your cars and boats and that sort of thing. But would you consider, because they have the need, doing something that's kind of unique, kind of creative, but it doesn't cost a lot of money. $10 a month. How's that? Would you be able to give $10 a month to help veterans get the care they need? Text to donate. What you do is text to 20222. The word purple. Text purple to 20222 to donate $10. $10 can make a huge difference. Text purple to 20222 or call 877-743-1631 or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy 3, get 1 free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 5/18. Free tire, vehicle, or lesser value. Rebate N61. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Rich and Kenny. So there isn't a day that goes by. There isn't a survey out that you can glom onto.
I love
lists. There isn't a list that comes out. And today's list is for the most influential athletes of the year. And
this is surprising, I think. It's really? Forbes does this list every year. And it does. It ranks the most influential athletes, as you said. Number one on the list, really, really surprising because he was just, he's out of work, basically. He doesn't have a job. Tim Tebow from the Jets is number one.
Wow.
And, of course, we know in the last couple of weeks, the Jets have let him go, and so he's looking for work. He's out on the street corner. He beat out a lot of people that you would think might be a little higher ranked. He beat out 2012 Olympic gold medal winners Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt, and Gabby Douglas. He beat out three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, including Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Aaron Rodgers, and three other athletes who've won titles in other pro sports. Number four on the list, Derek Jeter. Number nine on the list, LeBron James. And number 10 on the list, David Beckham. Very
really?
Interesting. But, you know, he is kind of, they call him polarizing in this article. And I think he does
Why?
Have a lot of influence.
Just because he wants to pray with them?
Well, I think people are influenced by him because of that. But I think he also had
polarizing?
Kind of an interesting story this year where he was just, he was benched pretty much. And he was in a war with the Jets coach and the whole organization.
But why? Is he not that good a player?
It's not that he's not that good. He's not the best quarterback, but in my opinion, I don't think Rex Ryan liked him at the Jets, Rich.
Yeah, he doesn't fit the system. He doesn't have the skills to fit a lot of people's systems.
What does that
he
mean?
He was able to win. His skills don't match the team's
skills. Mean he can't throw, he can't run, he doesn't have the ability to think and coordinate, call
plays. Yeah, whatever, all of the above.
Really? So how did he get the job in the first place? Where
he won two national titles and a Heisman Trophy.
So what's happened to him?
He was great for the Broncos. He didn't.
Has he gone off the deep end on God? And has that affected?
I think people.
No, he's been the same.
I think people hold him back because of that, though.
See, I think there's a prejudice. That may not be the way I live.
There definitely is.
There's a prejudice against the guys like that.
That's what I think makes him interesting. Is that there is a prejudice.
Okay, so that's the list on Forbes. 21 after on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Three after the hour, in each hour of the Good Day program, at this point in the hour, nice, we try to have a little musical interlude, some music that might make you, in an imaginary sense, kind of waft off into something that happened in your life when this music was popular, or sometimes there's a story about the artist, and that's the case with Grammy-winning singer
for me.
Lauryn Hill. Really? Okay, so
this
tell the story.
Me of high school, for sure. Lauryn Hill in the refugee camp, here we're big. She's a little troubled, though. Oh, Dougie, I don't know if you got the memo on this one.
I did.
But you have to pay your taxes, apparently.
Because
really?
They can waste them.
Yeah, they don't like it when you don't pay.
If you don't pay your taxes, right. The government gets very upset. And Lauryn Hill found that out firsthand. She was sentenced to 3 months in federal prison yesterday for tax evasion. She claimed to have paid off nearly a $1 million tax bill, but a newer judge didn't care. In addition to the time behind bars, she'll spend 3 months on house arrest, plus 9 months of supervised release. She must report to prison by July 6th. She pled guilty last year to 3 counts of tax evasion for failing to file returns from 2005 to 2007.
This is disgusting. I mean, wow. I don't hold with somebody not paying their taxes because everybody needs to pay their fair share. We can argue about what the fair share is and yada, yada, yada. I pay, you pay, we all pay to a certain extent unless we're free. You know, the other side of it is there are a lot of freeloaders who don't. That's not the subject of this debate, though. My focus and concern is why you put somebody like this in jail. If you pay $1 million and then a good fine or whatever it is, it serves no purpose. None. It isn't something that people will fear. Oh, look at Lauryn Hill went to jail.
It just costs more money.
Of course it does. It's $40,000 a year, so divide that by three, and you've got $7,000 that's going to be wasted for nothing unless she pays the bill herself.
What's interesting is that she likened this to slavery. She said, quote, I was put into a system I didn't know the nature of. I'm a child of former slaves. I got into an economic paradigm and had that imposed on me.
Well, that sounds like it.
That's a little crazy.
I'm not buying that.
I
just see no reason whatsoever for her or anybody else. With Wesley Snipes in jail for what? 2.5 years? How long has Wesley Snipes been in jail?
Yeah, he was in jail for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did that says, do for us? This wasn't a life of jet-setting glamour.
Doesn't
this
make
was
any
a
difference.
Life of sacrifice with very little time for myself and my children.
Hmm.
You know what? I had a lot of respect for her. I had a lot of respect for her. I'm starting to. You know what? This was a life of sacrifice. With very little time for myself and my children, then stop doing it.
You're a rock star, exactly.
Garbage. That's all garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. But the thing that bothers me again is that they're going to jail, and that serves no purpose whatsoever. All right, speaking of people who've gone to jail, or might have, here's Willie Nelson, who stiffed the government for $39 million. He never went to jail. All he did was record an album and give all the money to the IRS.
And I had the opportunity to see Willie Nelson down at the Jazz Festival. Fest over the weekend.
Yeah, you like it?
My love is making
a little wet.
I will. Yeah, yeah. I will tell you, it was very interesting. He has that old acoustic guitar that he plays.
Yeah.
That's basically held together with bungee cords and duct tape.
Yeah.
It is the biggest hunk of garbage
really?
I have ever heard on a stage in my life.
Really?
It sounds out of tune.
Really?
The strings sound like they're old. And this, I could not believe my ears when I heard this legend. And I'm not a huge Willie Nelson fan, but you got to have respect for him, and you got to go by and see a few songs. And it just, the guitar sounded like something that they just picked up for a 5-year-old kid out of a Kmart. It was unbelievable. My buddy, who's not, not musically inclined, he doesn't play an instrument, was just like, what's going on with that guitar of his? And his voice is beautiful. Sounds great. His voice sounds just like it does here on this song.
Yeah.
But I could not believe, I was shocked at just the quality of that piece of garbage that he was holding and playing up on the stage.
Really? Well,
part of his charm, I guess.
Apparently, you're right, Richie. It's charming.
Charming.
Yeah, he's a very good entertainer. I like him a lot, in a lot of different ways. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Stolen is the latest thriller from author Daniel Palmer. We spoke with him about his new novel and his thoughts on his craft.
When I sit down to write, when I thought about Stolen as a book, I had the following notions. And this is really how I start every book. I start with the big idea. I need something that's going to help to ground the narrative. And what I do as a writer is I tend to look for ideas that have something to do with our growing dependence. And by our, I mean just society's growing dependence on technology. We are bringing technology into our lives, and it is becoming a pervasive way that we communicate, that we share, that we relate, that we emote. And I'm interested in how these commonly used technologies, be it a phone, be it the Facebook, be it whatever we're using in our daily lives, how these technologies can be misused for the purpose of committing crime. So, for example, I've written about sexting, sending pictures via cell phone, semi-compromising pictures via cell phone. I've written about sharing private information online. And I knew for Stolen I wanted to write about identity theft, about somebody who has to, for a very good reason, steal somebody's identity. And that made the story that much more interesting and rich to me. And once I came up with that equation, I was able to then begin to outline who is this book about, and more importantly, why did they have to steal someone's identity?
That's author Daniel Palmer on his recently released novel, Stolen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years.
and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Another beautiful day here in the Northeast. Richie, how is it down in Washington?
Thunderstorms all this week, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to rain here tomorrow, man. Jennifer said it was not cold, but rainy.
Yeah, love it.
That's not bad. It'll have a little rain.
We need it. It's very dry here.
Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta back later in the week. There's a big story that sort of follows up on something that is very important to me and you. Maybe I should put you first, because the things that you eat, that you ingest, the food that we're exposed to or that we're buying is problematic, because the likes of Monsanto and some of the other big chemical companies that are building this genetically modified world are getting away with it. But to the rescue, Richie.
March Against Monsanto. It's a website. If you go to march-against-monsanto.com, you will see information that they're trying to rally people all around the world to, on May 25th, all of the activists to march against Monsanto. And they say, why do we march? Well, they say, because research shows that Monsanto genetically modified foods can lead to serious health conditions, cancer, infertility, birth defects.
Yeah.
They say that the FDA, which is tasked with overseeing Monsanto, is run by former
Monsanto
employees.
Yeah, right.
And that Congress has recently passed a bill which they nicknamed Monsanto Protection Act, which, among other things, bans courts from halting the sale of Monsanto's genetically modified seeds.
Uh-huh.
And they also say that they're a benefactor of corporate subsidies and that they're in cahoots with the government and that they're harmful. And this is the one that freaks me out, that genetically modified seeds that are being made by Monsanto and companies like them are harmful to the environment because the scientists think that it is responsible for the colony collapse disorder among the world's bee population.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, and you can explain this better than I can, but these seeds aren't able to be pollinated?
No, it is a good example. I'm distracted, by the way, excuse me, because I've just seen pictures of the Babes Against Biotech. They'll be protesting, and you might want to see pictures of them. We'll post them somewhere. Kenny, you maybe can find a picture of the Babes Against Biotech, and this might get more people interested in protesting against what Monsanto is doing. But basically, to answer Richie's question, as a farmer, I'm around this all the time. As a matter of fact, some of my friends, we had a meeting of dairy producers about a month ago here, and they were all asking me the same question. I get my what they call open pollinated seed. which means it is what the bees like. A closed pollinated seed is only something that will mate with another closed pollinated seed and or fragment, so that when pollination occurs, the bee moves. It's kind of like the male being moved to the female, if you will, taking botany to kind of a simplistic biology extent. The human biology is that we fertilize the eggs in the female by having something from the male that allows them to start to grow. So what you have to have in order for corn to grow, for example, on the stalk, there has to be something that moves the corn itself to develop, and that happens with a bee placing something onto the corn itself. The silk grows out and the corn develops. So if you don't have that, or a flower develops because of the bee pollinating the flower, that's why they're so important to the world of flower. It's how nature sort of procreates.
Right.
And the way the closed pollinated seed works, it doesn't allow anything other than another closed pollinated seed to develop,
which just allows Monsanto to control all of the seed that is
right.
Then nobody else can make their own seed.
Yes,
you
right.
The bees are
affected by this because the closed pollination works because chemical compounds on the stuff that keeps it from being open. And therefore, the bee, when the bee is doing its business, it picks up this chemical and it kills it. I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line what goes on.
The March Against Monsanto, they want you to... I was looking at the list of events. Yeah. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
A lot of people are upset about this.
America,
it's not like these
Europe,
people.
Everywhere.
And how we... This is another reason that people can't stand the government, is because the government supports... They allow these guys, as Richie pointed out, to go run the FDA, and they change everything around so that it's to their benefit, and then they force it down all on our throats, but America forces it down the throats of its supposed friends and other people around the world that can't grow their own seed, so they depend on American seed, which is a great business for America. Mm. But now, because Monsanto controls most of the seed operations, the people in Africa can't afford to be buying all the seed. They grow it, and they harvest it themselves, and then they regrow the seed, which is what nature intended. Not anymore. Monsanto is more powerful than God, and so they control the seed, so it can't revisit growth. Let's say you have a stalk of corn is 3 or 4 years on it. Take the seed off in the old days, you just put the seed in the ground and grow again. No, can't do that anymore with Monsanto seed.
How are we going to make any money that way?
Right. Well,
so some of the solutions they're advocating is voting with your dollars and not buying GMO foods.
Yeah, but you can't get. But Monsanto has restricted the ability to label.
Well, that's the other thing that they're asking is for is labeling of GMO foods so the consumers can make their own decisions. Repealing.
But like we saw in California, they put that on the ballot, and everybody Monsanto. That I know was for it, and it's still lost. It's very interesting how that happened.
Mm-hmm. Repeal the provisions in the Monsanto Protection Act and further scientific research on health effects of GMOs.
Mm-hmm. Bad business. Just plain.
It's just freaky
business.
It's really freaky. You know,
well, if you understand how the ecosystem works, and you see how this gets in the way of it.
I'm no protester that goes out there, but man, when you start to see the bee population dying off, and understand the effects of no bees, no life.
Yeah. There's no food. There's no growth. There's nothing.
Yeah. And it's just weird. And plus, it's just kind of freaky.
Yeah. Well,
you don't know what you're eating.
Anybody who supports Monsanto doesn't understand how the system works. Period. End of story. Unless they just
nobody supports Monsanto. It's people just.
I think there are a lot of politicians who support Monsanto.
Politicians, sure. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody walking down the street you're going to walk up to and say, do you support Monsanto? They're either going to say no, or they're going to say, who's Monsanto?
Mm-hmm. It's 20 before the hour. Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, is going to help you exercise your way to beautiful skin. So the guru of exercise here on Good Day in a matter of moments.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. it doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
All right, time to exercise our way to health. It's 16 before the hour. Our fitness guru is Andrea Metcalf, who's the author of any number of good books. The Best is Naked Fitness, the 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. But she has written many other books. Go to AndreaMetcalf.com, and you can see why she is in charge of many boot camps. A lot of people exercise by riding horses. As a matter of fact, because women and gay men like horses.
Well, that's what I
want. What are you talking about?
Women, and if you follow the horse world, and I have somebody in my life who's very close to me, who's in the horse world, and she says that most of the men that are involved in the horse world are gay. So, what do you want from me? I'm just passing along. I'm reporting.
Well, is that a woman that you're dating? Because I would tell you that, too, if I was hanging around with men all day.
I'll have to check on that. Thank you for
suggesting. Well, it does make sense. The high boots, the leather crop, you know.
All right, great. I wasn't expecting to go there, but now that you have brought me around to that. Riding a horse, though, is very good exercise. I think it's interesting that in this world that she works in, there are acupuncturists, masseuses, chiropractors that work on the horses and the riders and the owners simultaneously. It really is.
Yeah.
Pretty, yeah. It's a big industry, actually. And so the story here is about those who want to exercise, do unusual exercising. Riding a horse is good exercise. But I also thought it would be interesting if, in terms of the general exercise routine that people follow, especially this time of year when you can do a lot more outside, is there a combination of things, exercises and activities, that will be healthy for the largest organ in your body, which is your skin? What is there about exercising, making the skin taut? You know, I mean, obviously adding muscle to your body helps to make the skin taut. Is there another way of, this is a, not only feeling healthy and being healthy, but looking healthy?
Well, yeah, I mean, exercise increases circulation, and certainly when we can get more blood flow, even to those tiny capillaries which are embedded in the skin and the dermal and hypodermal layers, that makes a lot of sense. And it, and of course, there's good research that hydration, proper exercise, and good nutrition all lead to a youthful appearance. So it works.
It works. All right. So what is it that, in this, in terms of the out of doors, you're always talking about moving every muscle in your body. People exercising more, getting ready for the swimming season. People are out on bikes. But oftentimes you do something that just affects one area of your body. For example, riding a bicycle doesn't do anything for your upper torso. So what do you do to balance things out?
Not true.
Oh,
no, because actually you end up engaging your core when you're riding a bike because you're leaning forward. And if you're staying extended and lifted, the bicycling can be a total body exercise. Now, granted, you're not going to get as much tricep and bicep work, but you are getting good shoulder stability. So bicycling, yes, mainly focuses on the lower body, but it does work the core and it does work some of the upper body. And so I think the real key, Doug, is what you're trying to get at is go out there and do different things. Play volleyball, ride horses, go swimming. Use this time of year to really jumpstart your fitness program and also be active and do things that are fun for you.
All right. One of the things that we do is try to keep a pulse of the listeners and asking various questions at DougStephan.com, and our poll every day does that. Yesterday we were talking about snacks and snacks at work. What do you use as a snack at work? 26% said candy. 21% said whatever looks good in the vending machine. Let's see here. 21% also said fruit. 16% said anything sweet. 11% said anything salty. 5% said chips or pretzels. Now, all of those things are going to be distressing your body, are they not? Any or all,
correct.
There's nothing, but, except maybe for fruit. Go ahead.
I think what's very interesting about that is about 85%, if I added it up somewhat correctly, was they needed sweetness. And sugar is a sure sign of being tired or being dehydrated.
Really?
In fact, in a study at Washington University, people who took a big glass of water noticed 98% of the time that hunger pain went away for at least 15 minutes, which might be enough time for you to say, I can go out and get a healthier snack, like the people who chose the fruit. So the sweetness, I think, is really what's key at the office. We're getting tired. You can stand up. You can doodle. You can take a deep breath. There are other things you can do than head for that candy bar. And if you are going to head for a candy bar or some snack, think of this. Keep it around 200 calories and look for protein and fiber, nutrients that are valuable to your body and are going to give you more than just that quick fix of the sugar. Because once you have that sugar jump, you're going to have that sugar low and you're going to want more of that candy or that sweetness that you've already had.
All right, look at all the food for thought we got, Richie, this conversation with Amy. That's why it is so helpful to have her here with ideas for you on how to stay in shape, what you eat, how you exercise, how you think, how you live, how you rest. All of these things are very important, and you can check them all out all frequently. Go visit Andrea's website, AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. She's here with us on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's time. time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Hilary Duff from the Lizzie McGuire movie. The song is called What Dreams Are Made Of. Number one movie during this week in 2003. I confess, Chucker, I do not remember this movie at all. What do you remember about it?
Only that Hilary Duff was a star. I mean, she's probably made about four or five, maybe six films.
Yep.
Did okay at the box office, but... You know, I can't say I was first online, that's for sure.
Okay. Big team following.
Mm-hmm. So we have movie moments here.
You know, so did Amanda Bynes, and she didn't turn out too well.
No, she did not. But Hilary Duff is quite a bit more put together than she is.
I agree.
You don't mind my noticing that. Yeah. All right, let's get to our contest today. This is the number one movie from this week last year, so it should not be too hard. This is one of those gimmies, but then every time I say that, we fall flat on our face because nobody comes up with the answer. At any rate, here's your chance to win a swell prize, 888-302. Why am I doing this with this money? You know what? I curse you, Richie.
What's the matter?
Because you've given me so many numbers to use now instead of just the
it's
old...
It's just one number.
I have two.
302.
I have another one I use on the weekend.
Yeah.
It's 888 something else. All right, 888-302-3684. I got three clips from the movie. Here's the first one.
He's my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
Okay.
No? Really?
No.
Year ago.
Stumped.
This week. Okay, well, let's get another clue on here and get your mind going.
You threaten my world with war. You steal a force you can't hope to control. You talk about peace and you kill because it's fun. You have made me very desperate. You might not be glad that you did.
All right.
Well, the guy knows, for sure.
Knows how to learn lines for sure. He's in lots and lots of movies.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we have the line. Chuck, have you got it yet?
I got it.
I have a guess.
Okay, well, let's do... That's the best calls are often based on guesses and hunches, Richie. 888-302-3684. Final clue.
When they come, and they will, they'll come for you.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
Yeah, got it. Great movie. Great
so there
movie.
You go. 888. Okay, here they come. 888-302-3684. Thank you for your participation. Chuck will help us understand what's going on in the world of movies, movie news. By the way, he's got a great little blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. He's the most knowledgeable human being I know, average sort of guy who follows movies, and that's why he's here and been here for 20 years on Good Day. Stand by for his, is it 22? It's not 20.
No, I said I'm handsome, too. Yes.
Oh, handsome.
Really? I think that may be a
matter. Don't go too far with this, Chuck.
Yeah, okay. Chuck has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Chucker, get it done.
All right, Doug, according to reports, actor Tom Cruise has officially signed on to play Ethan Hawke for a fifth time in the fifth installment in the Mission Impossible franchise. It's one of those franchises, actually, where the last two installments were better than the first two, so this franchise certainly has legs. Other news, great actor Michael Caine has joined the cast of director Chris Nolan's secret sci-fi epic Interstellar. He will join Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and Jessica Chastain. That's quite a cast. This will be the sixth film Michael Caine has co-starred in for director Chris Nolan, most notably playing Alfred the Butler in the last three Batman films. And according to Wall Street analysts, a few movies that they predict will underperform substantially at the box office this summer will be The Lone Ranger, After Earth, which stars Will Smith and his son Jeter, and World War Z, a big zombie film with Brad.
I don't get the Will Smith thing, but I'd be surprised. The Lone Ranger. I'm looking at a picture of
Johnny Depp. Looks so weird in that.
He really does look weird.
I think it'll do well, but reportedly the budget's ballooned to a crazy level of like $250 million or more.
Well, that's it. I'll tell you a story about that as we get closer to this.
It'll do well.
At least. Let's see here. Nate, what's the name of the movie?
The Avengers.
The Avengers, no, thank you. Susie, what's the name of the movie?
The Hulk.
Malcolm in Fort Worth, what's the name of the movie? Malcolm?
Yeah, it's The Avengers.
It is The Avengers, you're right. Number one movie this week, last year, The Avengers.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.